Hello, everyone, and welcome back. See you right around town. Hi, guys. I'm just going to forewarn everyone listening to the episode right now. This microphone, so I keep my microphones in my fucking car because I never know where I'm going to record this podcast, and I keep them under my seat. Well, this microphone looks like it's been through the pits of hell. Like, it's hanging on by, like, literally a screw, and for some reason, it malfunctions, and the mute button is, like, bright red when the microphones are supposed to go on mute, but instead, it just fucking flashes bright red all the time, like, beeps at me, like, it's, like, a fucking red light flashing. So, it's, like, making me think that all of a sudden I'm muted and I'm not. So it's just we're struggling today. I don't know what I want to name it. Fucking shit show. I don't know. This is a shit show. So is my podcast. So it kind of all rolls together. But if the audio is weird throughout it, let me know because I'm gonna have to replace this dude. Anyways, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Was That TMI, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the motherfucking truth. I'm Sadie. If you're new here, nice to meet you. I hope you like me and I don't sound weird right now. I don't know why this is so weird. I haven't uploaded an episode in, I think, 2 weeks. Sorry, because of Thanksgiving, I skipped a week. And also, the last episode I did, I had a guest on. So it hasn't been just me and y'all in like 15 days, which shouldn't feel that weird, but it does. Almost pushing 3 weeks, honestly. Sorry. But it's actually Monday right now when I'm recording this. I'm not sure when I'm gonna be able to get this out, but as soon as possible. And yeah, you guys are kind of on my own time with me. But guys, today, this episode, I didn't really know. I think I was like struggling with single episode ideas because I just talk about so fucking much all the time and like literally just put my whole life out there. So sometimes I'm like, fuck, okay, I'm empty now. Like, I need something to happen. Well, I went to Bama this weekend, so we have more shit to talk about. Before I get into all of that, I want to talk about some things that I'm struggling with that hopefully you guys can relate to, maybe not, but just kind of recapping you the past 2 weeks of my life, what's gone on, things that I feel like should be talked about more in the world. First of all, we're going to talk about a guy. And if you don't want to hear about this, because I saw someone comment and they were like, you literally only fucking talk about guys now, Sadie. Like, I didn't start following you to hear about fucking boys. Sorry, I'm 19 years old and my fucking sex drive is like so high. No, I actually have no sex drive. But like, you know, I'm 19 years old and like, yeah, I fucking love dudes. We're young. Like, we're young and hot only once. So it's like, you might as well try and like get with the hot dudes while they're still available. I mean, the DILFs are great, but I feel like I only like DILFs because I'm young. But anyways, I'm going to talk about guys really quick. So you guys know I have like my little step-by-step guide on how to get the guy, and it always fucking works. And I'm not kidding. Like, you don't have to be hot, because I don't think I'm that hot. Like, there's plenty of guys I've gotten with where I'm like, I am the fuggliest bitch you've literally ever talked to, but like, I feel like I'm playing my game right now and it's working, and that's the only reason you're intrigued. You know what I mean? So it's like, I swear, I always say like, personality is like top tier for everyone, and if not, then they're probably just a scumbag. So like, fuck them anyways. So I was talking to this guy. I mean, we weren't really like talking, but we were definitely like, you know, it was obvious that like I was into him, and like I want to say it was pretty fucking obvious he was into me. Like, you know, you don't fucking like text someone a lot if like you're not into them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it was obvious. I'm not gonna go into detail, but it was pretty obvious that it was like a little like, okay, like I like this, where's this going? And so it was like very like, I feel like it was very relaxed. Like, I wasn't questioning like, oh, like, is he gonna text me? Like, I wasn't at all. Like, it was kind of just like moving like fine. Well, that's not okay for me. I'm like, I need some toxic shit in here. No, not really. But see, my thing is, I'm like, there were a few weird things that would happen where I'm like, okay, is he into me? Like, it was pretty smooth going, but then I was like, I can't really tell. Like, this is either great and it's going exactly how it seems to be, or he's got fucking 20 other bitches he's also texting and FaceTiming. He doesn't really give a fuck about me. I'm just another bitch to him, and fucking like, he just plays this game with everyone. Like I said, hold on, I'm moving my car up forward really quick because I'm like not in the shade and my computer's gonna fucking explode if I don't put it in the shade. Okay, now I'm in the woods. But that's okay. So let me move this back. Sorry, guys, for the interruption. Anyways, like I was saying, there was a few things where I was just like, okay, this is a little bit sus. Like, I could be wrong in my mind and just think he's like an asshole because some men do fucking suck. Or maybe I'm just being crazy and he's not. But you know, it's like, I'm of course gonna be paranoid and think that I'm not crazy and he's talking to 50 other bitches and I'm just another one to him. And you know, I'm asking so many people, like I'm telling them kind of the situation. I'm like, what do you think? And they're like, Sadie, what the fuck? Like, why are you giving this kid any time of day? Like, literally, no offense, but you're probably just another fucking person to him. Like, that at least it's what it seems like. And I'm like, no, but I'm different. It's literally like that scene from He's Just Not That Into You. I saw this clip on TikTok the other day and it was like, listen, if a guy, I've never seen the movie, but I saw a clip on TikTok and I'm gonna try and find it actually. Oh yeah, I found it. Okay guys, this is a scene from the movie He's Just Not That Into You, and I feel like this is literally, so many females need to hear this because it's literally so true.
Guy doesn't call you, he doesn't want to call you. So trust me when I say, if a guy is treating you like he doesn't give a shit, he genuinely doesn't give a shit. No exceptions.
But what if I'm the exception?
No, you're not. You're not at all. In fact, you're the rule.
And see, that audio right there is what people need to hear, because you think for a second, and this is toxic as fuck, because I wish our world was good and I wish that love was still real, but like, and it is, but it's fucking hard when you're young because people are just young and immature. But I was like saying to my friends, like, no, like, I get it. He probably does talk to other girls, but like at the same time, he wouldn't say this to me. And they're like, yeah, he would. Like, yeah, he would. Why wouldn't he? Like, why wouldn't he say that to you and then go through his text thread and text his other 15 girls that too? Why not? He's trying to make you feel special. You're not special. And I'm like, okay, facts. You're right. Fuck. But see, then in my head, I'm like, oh, I don't even like him anymore. Like, I don't even fucking care, but I want him to like me again, because, and that's fucked up. That's really fucked up. And that's what I taught myself by doing this. But anyway, so I was like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to back the fuck off. I'm just going to ghost this motherfucker. Like, I'm just going to ghost him and see what happens. Like, I'm just going to like back off. So I left him on open a few times and then was just kind of being short. Well, then this motherfucker like was definitely like pushing the game, like being like, okay, like Snapchatting me a few times. Like, I left him on open 4 fucking times and he still was Snapchatting me like triple, quadruple, whatever. But not like being psycho, just like he probably in his head was like, why the fuck does she keep leaving me on open? Well, then he like FaceTimed me, whatever. I acted normal. And then he leaves me undelivered for 2 fucking days. So I'm like, okay, is this like a major sign of like, yeah, you're not fucking special. He doesn't care. Or is he like, you know what, if she wants to do that to me, I'll do it to her too, which means he would care. So I'm like sitting there and I'm like, fuck, I just want to know what this means. I still don't know. Oh my God, I just saw his spit emoji. Fuck. But then I was like, okay, I need to just like continuously like play this game, like see where this goes. Like, I'm just like, does he think anything's going on, or does he like know what's going on and he's trying to play the game back? And so then I'm like, all right, well, he finally answers me and I act like it's normal. Nothing happened. Like, whatever. Like, I'm not like waiting to answer his text. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll just answer. Like, I don't fucking care. And I'm not like really that worried about it or trying to think that deep. I am thinking that deep, but I'm trying to act like I'm not. And I'm just like responding to his text or whatever. And then he texted me hi and I left him on open. And then he sent me something else again and I've had him on delivered since. And then it's definitely out the window now. So the reason I want to talk about it is because I was like, I tried to play this game and like wound up just like fucking, like it didn't work. And now it's like not a thing anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I definitely was like, oh, like this could maybe lead somewhere. Like, is Sadie gonna have like a little like situationship going on in the making soon? And then I fucking try and play a game and I fuck it all up and I know it's not gonna happen anymore. Like 1000%, just because I'm not even in that headspace anymore. And I know that he's probably like, what the fuck was that? Anyways, I don't know what advice I can give you from that. I just want to tell you guys about that because the toxic shit doesn't always work. But here's the thing. If guys are just straightforward, not even like, I like you, but just like, you know, if a guy, like exactly what that fucking TikTok said, sorry, I just stumbled so much. If he wanted to, he would. Like, if a guy wants you to know, like, yeah, I want you, like, I want you, you know what I mean? They're going to. They're going to make you feel that way. Unless they're just a fucking pussy and they got their balls cut off and they don't know how to do that. You know what I mean? So it's like, if they're not doing that, why the fuck do you care about them? You know, like, don't let them fool you, because they will. So ghost them. I mean, maybe like that's kind of working for me. I was thinking about him this morning though, and that's disgusting, but whatever. Anyways, done with the boy talk now. Just had to explain my little scenario there for a second. The next thing is, I've been struggling with anger issues. Not even kidding. And I think it's a lot to do with just like my hormones and shit and being a girl. If you watch my YouTube at all, or if you're new here, hi, I do YouTube. That's like what I started doing social media with. But I was able to buy my mom a car for her birthday, because it was last Friday, November 17th. I would never be able to do that without you guys. And it was like just the coolest thing ever. It wasn't even like, oh my God, I get to buy my mom a car. I made a video to go along with it. And it's just something so special that like she can keep forever. And I don't know, I just want to do everything I can for my parents. So it's so weird. I bought her this car, but I didn't feel anything. Like, there was nothing felt from buying her this car. But then I made a video about it and I felt all the emotions. And I think that's just like goes to show, like, materialistic things don't fucking matter. Like, literally, her sister flew down and surprised her also, and like my mom was like, this is so much better than a car. And like, it wasn't like in a rude way, it was like in a way of like, oh my God, like this is just the best birthday ever, like you guys spoiled me and like whatever. But it's like, my mom would rather have had her sister come down than get a new car, and I'm fine with that, because I think that that's why she made me the person I am, through things like that, and I love her for that. But anyways, thank you guys so much for everything, because I wouldn't have been able to buy her the car without you guys. But to go back to my fucking anger issues, so on my mom's birthday that morning, I like surprised her with a car. There's a whole video on my channel of it. It's actually so cute, so go watch it if you haven't. But I had an ultrasound that day. You guys are like, whoa, what, you're fucking pregnant? I wish. No, I'm kidding, I don't. But like, I've been having baby fever recently, that's why I just said that. But that's a complete joke. God, I don't want a kid right now. But I had an ultrasound because my stomach's fucked up, and you guys know that. Like, it's just, it's really fucked up. And I was getting x-rays and ultrasound done on my stomach. So I drive 45 minutes to this ultrasound, because I live in the fucking sticks now. Like, I live literally so far in the country now that the city is like 45 minutes away. So I drive like 45, 50 minutes to this fucking ultrasound, and I go in and they're like, hey, whatever. I sign in, I'm sitting down, I'm waiting for like a fucking hour. I have my pink water bottle. I literally, it's like my staple piece. It's like a Camelback water bottle, and I bring it with me everywhere, and I drink so much fucking water, which by the way, I've seen my skin getting a lot clearer since I've started doing that. I started doing that like over the summer because I'd go to the beach a lot and I would need water. And I'm telling you, people always say like, how is your skin clear? I don't have a face routine like at all. And I swear it's this way because I drink so much water. So same with my back acne. I used to have horrific back acne, which is gross, or at least it's not fucking gross. Like I always thought it was so gross. And then finally I was like, you know what? I don't care. I can't fucking help it. Like nothing's gonna make it go away. But like looking back on how bad it was, I'm like, oh my God, like that poor girl, because I hated it so much and I was so insecure, but it's so normal. But I swear, drink so much water. Also use Paula's Choice back acne spray if anyone's struggling with that. If you're not, sorry, I just went in a whirlwind with that, but that shit saved my life. Paula's Choice body acne spray, and then drink a lot of water. But I had my Camelback water bottle, and I'm fucking like chugging that shit just because I always drink it. And also when I'm like nervous, it like helps me, I swear. And so then I'm like waiting to go in. They're not fucking calling me, and I'm about to pee my fucking pants, but I don't want to go to the bathroom. And they come out and they're like, Sadie, like, and then I'm not there. Well, finally it gets to the point where I'm like, all right, I'm gonna fucking piss myself. So I go into the bathroom and I pee. I come out literally as soon as I walk out, they're like, Sadie, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's me. So I walk in and they're like, okay, we're gonna do your ultrasound first. And they're like, so do you have a full bladder? And I'm like, no, I literally just fucking peed. And they're like, oh, you need a full bladder. And I'm like, okay, well, no one told me that, but I have this fat ass water bottle right here, so I'll just drink this right now. And they're like, yeah, actually takes an hour for like your bladder to like fill up, and we don't have any more openings today. And I've never been so like straight up with people, but I was like, no. Like I was like, I'm sorry, I drove 45 minutes here and it's my mom's birthday, I need to get this done today. At the same time, I try not to complain about my stomach too much, because I know people go through way worse, but it's no fucking joke, y'all. Like when I say that I'm always in pain, like, and it's not horrific, like it's not like I'm bending over and my stomach hurts so bad. I mean, sometimes it gets like that, but my stomach always hurts. Like there's not a day that goes by without multiple times a day I feel like someone's stabbing me in my stomach. And I'm just like, listen, y'all, like I've waited for months to get this shit scheduled, and I'm like, I waited for so long, please let me get it today, like please. And they're like, all right, we're gonna see if we can work something out, but like we have a full schedule, I'm sorry. And I'm like, okay, like whatever. So I go and get my x-rays done, which those showed nothing, which I knew that they weren't going to, because I think it's in my fucking like vagina and uterus, but who knows, maybe not. They're like, yeah, whatever, like go sit outside after my x-rays and we're gonna see. And then they call me back and they're like, yeah, I'm sorry, but there's no openings today. And I'm like, look, I will fucking, can I sit here until someone cancels? Like the last thing I wanted to do was drive 45 to like 50 minutes home. The drive home's even longer because of construction. Like I don't want to drive all the way home and then have to fucking come back. I was just so excited to get this shit done over with so I could figure out like what the fuck is going on. And they're like, yeah, like I'm sorry, we're gonna have to reschedule. Keep in mind, this is still my mom's birthday and I bought her a car this morning, and I don't know why this fucked me up so bad, because it's not the end of the world, but I literally, y'all, like went in my car and I was fucking crying. I was just so aggravated because I was like, you didn't fucking tell me that I needed a full bladder. When I checked in, it would have been great if they were like, hey, by the way, keep your fucking bladder full, because that's how it's supposed to be, or like drink that water because your bladder is supposed to be full. No, nothing was said. And also they watched me walk to the motherfucking bathroom. These people literally watched me get up out of my seat right in front of them and go to the bathroom, and they didn't say shit. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck. I was crying. I called my mom. She was like, Sadie, like I know it's frustrating, but whatever, like you're just gonna have to reschedule. I did reschedule. I went back and I got it done. The lady was actually really nice, except they also didn't make me aware I had to get a vagina ultrasound also. And I remember she was like, oh, so like are you sexually active or whatever? And I was like, like recently, because no, I've been really fucking lonely. And she was like, no, just like have you had sex? And I'm like, oh yeah. And she's like, okay, well we're supposed to do a vagina ultrasound also. And she like whips out this fucking thing, it looks like a wand from Harry Potter, and she's like, yeah, this is supposed to go in and like just, you know, we can get closer to like your uterus. They're like, is that okay if we do that, or like do you not feel comfortable? And I'm like, I mean, fuck, like I don't care, like whatever you gotta fucking do. And like it's just so fucking weird, they're like lubing this bitch up and like sticking it inside of me. And one time I had to go to the gyno, and it was a guy, and he had to fucking put his fingers in me. And I literally, like after that, I was like, you know what, I can't get more weirder than this right now, so like I don't give a fuck, like do whatever the fuck you want. And it's literally just so weird, like she has this fucking wand in my vagina for like 30 fucking minutes straight, and we're just like having a full-on conversation about like where her son plays hockey and all this shit. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on right now? But got that done, waiting on results. here's another thing. So I was just like mad about that shit. Like I literally bought my mom a car that morning and I was so pissed off by this ultrasound thing that I was like not able to enjoy the rest of the day. I wound up being able to, but like I was just so angry and pissed off. It put me in a bad mood. Well, then the next morning I went to fucking Dunkin' Donuts, right? And they fucked up our order. Like we ordered literally $35 worth of shit. And I'm like, there's no way they're not gonna fuck this up. Well, they hand me my coffee and they didn't have cold foam. So they used cookie crumble cold foam. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. Can you take that off? Because like I can't drink that. My stomach's fucked. And they're like, sure. So they take it off. They actually found actual cold foam and they put it on. This is such first world problems, but just listen. So they fix it. I'm like, okay, thank you so much. And they hand me our donuts. And then we're pulling off. Cooper opens the donut box because we had gotten 12 fucking donuts. And they gave us like 4 of the wrong donuts. And I'm like, oh shit. Like it's like some fucking like powdered blueberry donut. And I'm like, no one's gonna eat that. And I'm like, Cooper, just go in and tell them like we didn't order these 4. So Cooper goes in and tells them, well, then I'm drinking my coffee. It's some cinnamon shit. Like it's literally fucking cinnamon. Keep in mind, I order a cold brew with cold foam. There's nothing in it. So I'm like, this is like, I'm literally drinking cinnamon. Like there was actually little balls of cinnamon I was spitting out of my mouth. So Cooper like goes in with my coffee and he's like, hey, also like this is my sister's coffee and it's cinnamon. And they're like, no, that's a cold brew. And he's like it's fucking Cooper. He's like 12. He's like, my sister just wanted me to tell you like, it's not right. Like she gets her coffee here all the time and this is just not what she gets. And they're like, oh no, like that's right. And you ordered those donuts. Like, sorry, but you ordered them. So Cooper comes back out with my fucking cinnamon ass coffee and the donuts. And it pissed me off so much. And I know it shouldn't. I should just be like, okay, whatever. But it's like, okay, how can people in customer fucking service, well, not customer service, but like you're doing a service for people and I'm paying for it. Like I'm paying for fucking food and all you, like you're just making it. And I get that people are probably fucking annoying at those places, but it's like, how are you gonna literally tell me like, oh, sorry, but you ordered those donuts when like clearly I didn't order a blueberry powdered fucking whatever the dick it was. And then also I come here every day and I get the same fucking coffee. And when I come in and say like, hey, this is cinnamon, like why the fuck would I even like take my time to walk in there and want it changed? And for them to be like, no, it's not, sorry, like you can have that. Like, I'm just like, bro, how? Like, how do people act that way? Whatever. I left, but I was pissed off. Like I was fucking raging in the car. So I'm trying to figure out like if I should try and fix my anger issues or if that's just like anyone else would get mad over those things. You know what I mean? Because it really does like fuck me up sometimes. Like I can't stop raging about it. I'll literally take videos on Snapchat, like just spamming people about it. And I'm like, I'm so fucking mad. And then I just wind up deleting everything because I feel like a psycho. But that's an update on my past 2 weeks, other than this past weekend when I went to Bama. So let me explain that. I have friends up in Bama, Auburn, FSU. Those are like my 3 places that if I'm gonna go somewhere, I'm gonna go there. Also Athens, but I just fucking hate Athens. I'm sorry if you go there or if you live there, or if you know someone that does. I have plenty of friends that go there and live there, but I hate it. Like there's nothing about that place that I like other than the people. I was gonna go, so UF played FSU. FSU, if you're new here, my brother plays baseball there. My best friend goes there. My family goes over there all the time. Like, that's kind of the reason we moved to Florida partly, is so we could be closer to Tallahassee because my brother plays baseball there. And so FSU was playing UF, and those are like rivalries here in the South. Here in the South, if you're not from the South, college football is fucking huge. So that's why when I talk about it, I'm like, oh, UF, FSU, AU, like ASU. Like, it's just, that's not even the South. It's like so big down here that it's like a normal fucking thing. It's weird because in like the North, NFL is so huge. Oh my God, and to Tatum in Canada, you're probably like, bitch, what the fuck are you even talking about right now? Tatum's my editor, if you didn't know that. But, and she lives in Canada, so she's probably like, bitch, what? But it's just like so huge down here that like college football is our weekend activity for like so many people, even like fucking the 50-year-old parents, like that's what they're doing. And so this weekend I was gonna go, or this past weekend I was gonna go to the FSU versus UF game because those are rivalries and it's a huge game. I was gonna go with Rylan. I didn't have a ticket and I didn't want to buy one, but I was still gonna go over there and just not go to the game. Well, on Thanksgiving, my friend was like, yo, I have an extra ticket to the Bama game, like the Bama Auburn game. And I'm like, oh fuck, like that's huge, like that's a fucking huge game. So it was the FSU one, but I didn't have a ticket and I didn't want to spend money. And then she was like, I have an extra ticket to this game if you want to come. So I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna go to that shit, like that sounds really fun. And so I wound up hauling ass up to Bama on Saturday. I was supposed to leave at 6 a.m. I didn't fucking leave till 10. It was great, it was really awesome. So I missed tailgating. I didn't get to the game till halftime, but it was fine. I literally, as soon as I got there, started pre-gaming, and then I went into the game. We were at the game for a little bit and then we wound up going out that night. It honestly wasn't the most eventful night of my life, but it it was still fun, and I got to meet a ton of you, and it's so funny. Like, this is the funniest shit ever. It's probably not funny to some people, but to me, it's just, like, hilarious, because this is how our world works now, and I just find it weird as fuck. If you go back and you listen to the episode of me and my friend Rylan talking about the time we went to LA, some kids that play baseball out there, they had DM'd me. One of them had DM'd me when I was out there, and I actually went and met him and his friend and this other guy. We've like stayed in contact ever since. Like, I actually love the kid, he's awesome. Well, when me and Rylan were out there, his other friend, who's actually from, like, originally from where I live now, not exactly where, but somewhere close, was flying home. That made no sense. So we were in LA, me and Rylan, and this kid DMs me, and he's like, yeah, we should hang out. I'm like, oh, okay, well, we get on the phone with him. He's with his friend, and his friend's like, he's like, yeah, I'm trying to convince my friend to stay here because he's actually flying home tonight. Well, he didn't convince his friend to stay. His friend went home. And so we all have, like, stayed in contact, like, even the friend that we never met, because he just is kind of from where I'm from. And it's just, like, this ongoing joke that we're all gonna hang out, like, me, Rylan, and these two boys. Well, he was in Bama this fucking weekend, and literally, we were, like, planning, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna see you. Not gonna lie, I didn't think I was gonna see him at all. But I was just like, yeah, for sure, I'm gonna see you. Well, we, like, wind up at the same bar. I think I told him to come there. And it's just so funny, because it's, like, I meet him, I'm like, oh, my God, hey, babe, like, how are you? And, like, I'm with him all night, and, like, the other people I'm with. And then, like, at the end of the night, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, holy fuck, like, this is the first time we've met. Like, it's so weird, because there was, like, not a thought through my brain of, like, oh my God, I've never met this kid before. Like, it was just like, oh my God, hey, like, let's call him fucking, I don't know, Matt. Like, I'm like, oh, hey, Matt. And then it's just like all night, like, together, like, following him around, like, with him. And then I'm like, fuck, like, that's so weird. I've literally never met him before. Like, the last time that I would have met him would have been in fucking Los Angeles, California. And that's fucking just weird. It was super fun. Hung out with Matt and my friends. Like I said, I got to meet a bunch of you guys. I was fucking exhausted. Daylight savings kicks my damn ass, because by 4:30 p.m., it's already, like, getting so dark out. So then it's like, by the time it's 6 p.m., it's fucking pitch black out. Then by the time it's 8 p.m., I'm like, is it midnight? Then we get to the bars at fucking 10:30, and I'm like, why are we out at 4 a.m.? And they're like, bitch, it's 10:30. And it literally, like, I hate it so much. I fucking hate it. Florida, I'm pretty sure next year, is banning daylight savings. Of course, Florida's such, like, fucking rebels, I swear. But we're, like, not doing it, I think, anymore. I could be wrong, but I think, like, our governor is trying to make it to where we don't have it, which, geez, if he could do that, like, God bless. That would be literally amazing. But went to the Bama game, was super fun. The next morning, I literally just woke up and left. Oh my God, I've been so nervous. I just read into, like, crimes and stuff, and there's this huge crime that happened in the U.S. You guys probably know what I'm talking about. I don't want to really get too deep into it, just because I don't want to, like, talk about it. But if you guys do know what I'm talking about, it happened in Idaho, and, like, my prayers go out to anyone who was involved in the families and all that. Like, it's really sad. But when I tell you guys, I cannot fucking sleep at night because of this. Like, it's the scariest fucking shit ever. I have not slept since I heard about all of it. Like, I literally lay in my bed and I wake up 5 times a night because I'm so nervous about it. Because they didn't find who, like, did it. And it was just, it was a murder, and it's just really scary. And like I said, I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to get details wrong or anything, but if you look up Idaho murder, you can, like, hear about what happened, and it's terrifying, and it's so sad. It's really fucking sad. But last night, I literally slept on my mom's floor because I can't fucking sleep. And see, even me saying that, I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't tell them where I'm sleeping because then I'm gonna, like, whatever. It's just, it's so scary. But I wanted to talk about this because I wanted to say to all girls or guys out there in college, young ages, or wherever you are, just be safe, be careful, because the world isn't the same as when our parents grew up, and shit like this happens way more often than it used to, and it's really, really, really scary. And so this night at Bama, I wound up sleeping back at the dorms where one of the girls I was with, it was her place, and so I wound up sleeping there because my car was near there. Well, so we walked into the dorm at night. We, like, walk in, and, you know, we had been out drinking, whatever, but anyway, so we walked into this girl's dorm after being out, and, you know, we, like I said, we had been drinking, whatever, and so we walk in and we're, like, laughing about, like, whatever. Like, I had just fucking puked my brains out in a bush, so we were, like, laughing. We both did, actually. So we're, like, dying laughing as we walk in. And we walk in, like, she immediately goes to her room. I go to, like, the room that I'm staying in. We both are, like, stripping our clothes off, like, changing into our fucking PJs and, like, going to brush our teeth. Well, I go out to fill up my water, and I'm
fucking petrified when I look over and see what looks like a dead person sleeping on the couch. Like, literally, this motherfucker, it was like this kid, it was a dude, and he's just sleeping on the couch with his arms crossed, like sitting up, kind of. And I'm like, oh, like, I literally stop, and like, if I wasn't drunk, I would have freaked the fuck out. But I literally stopped and I like walked in the bathroom and I was like, dude. And she was like, I know there's a guy out there. And I was like, who the fuck is it? And she was like, I think it's my other roommate's brother. So her other roommates weren't there, but it was like her roommate's brother. And so I walk back out and this kid's like, hey, sorry, I'm so-and-so's brother. Like, she said I could sleep here or whatever. And I'm like thinking in my head, like, okay, so this door was unlocked when we left. Someone could have, like, anyone could have walked in here and hid in the fucking room, or even him. Like, she knew it was his brother. But imagine if he was just like saying that. Like, imagine if he was just like, oh yeah, like, I'm her brother. And to think that, like, when you're drunk, you're just not thinking. And it's like, we walk in the fucking apartment, he's sitting right there on the couch, and we don't even see him. Like, we're just like, ah, 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 and like go in the room to get ready. Anyone could have been in there and like walked out and fucking killed me. Like, I was just like, what the fuck? It's scary. And then fucking, I see this knife in the sink, so I pick it up to bring it in my room to sleep with it because I'm scared. And then I'm like, okay, wait, that's fucking psycho. And then so I go put it back out there. But I'm just like sitting there and I'm like, this shit is so scary. Like, you have to be so careful because it's just, it's so scary. And like I said, what happened, my prayers go out to that family because it's just, it's so sad. It's so sad. But yeah, I mean, it's like the way that what happened, like the guy like sitting there, when we like realized like, holy shit, there's a guy in here. Like, we were laughing because we were like, what the fuck? Like, how do we not see him? Like, who the fuck is that? But like at the same time, it was kind of like a reality check to me. Like, damn, like that's fucking scary. Like, that could have been anyone. Anyways, to get off of that topic, because I don't want to go too deep into all of that, I woke up the next morning, got in my car. I lost a very important fucking item. So like, you know, I lost something. To say in the best way possible, I lost something that you need when you go out, and it was my last one. So that sucks because now I can't go out. You know, I can't go out without it. So that really fucking sucks, but it's okay. Hopefully we're gonna figure it out. But I'm trying to do Vlogmas on YouTube. So I think that's my sign from God of like, huh, bitch, like, gotcha. Can't go out anymore. You gotta do it. So I'm gonna try my best. I might do 12 Days of Christmas. Tata, my editor, is also doing it. So I'm gonna fucking post her YouTube. She's the only person I follow on the podcast Instagram. So you can find her through that. Her videos are so funny. I found her through her videos. So I'm so excited to be watching all those. I think I'm gonna try 12 Days of Christmas, maybe Vlogmas. I don't know. I'm gonna try one of them. I really wanna grind out YouTube for the month of December because it's so fun and I wanna try and start like today. But what I was gonna say is I lost that valuable item of mine when I was in Tuscaloosa. And so the next morning I went by Matt's house because I had puked in his woods outside or where he was staying. It was so funny. We literally got in the car and we're driving. We got picked up that night. So the person who was picking us up was like driving us back to Matt's house so we could drop him off. One of the girls I was with was just like, I'm gonna throw the fuck up when we get home. And I was like, bitch, Sam, like, I need to right now. And so we stopped the car to let Matt out, and me and her just hop out the back and like sprint. And he's like, here, come inside. And we're like, no, we need to go to the woods. We literally go to the woods. I've never laughed and puked at the same time. Literally, this bitch is like, and I'm like next to her, and like hearing her puke is making me able to puke. And I'm like, and we're just going back and forth and back and forth, and we're puking up so much. Like, and I and ate all day, which is bad, you shouldn't do that, but I just like didn't have time. And we are literally throwing up our entire fucking brains, and the other girl we're with is with Matt on the porch, and they're talking to like, I think, Matt's friends. And I can hear her just like, every time one of us starts gagging more, she's trying to like talk loudly and over us puking. I went to Matt's the next morning because I thought I put this valuable item on the window seal, not sure why, because I keep it in my pocket, but I just didn't know. I was like, okay, maybe it's, wait, is it in my phone case? No, damn it, maybe it would have been. I went by his house, his place, to see if my valuable item was on the window seal, and it wasn't. So that sucks. But the valuable item wasn't that valuable anymore. It actually kind of sucked. So maybe it needed to be lost. But if you find that, let me know. It has my name on it. So left there, and it's actually so crazy because people always are like, you drive really far just to party. Like, it's kind of sad. And then some people are like, I think it's kind of cool. Pop off. I will say, I am very independent. Like, I drove up there, literally, like, found all my shit, didn't know where I was gonna park, in a random spot, got an Uber to the game by myself, fucking like met the girls at the game, and then like went back to my, like, I just like, I don't need people with me all the time. Like, I can figure my shit out, which also scares me. Like, I want a gun because I'm scared that like people are gonna take advantage of that. People were like, you're fucking psycho to drive up here like so far, which it's 4 hours into me, that's not that bad. But they're like, that's fucking crazy, you're gonna drive that far just for like one night of partying. And to me, this is like, I don't realize this until I'm driving home. The best part is driving home. Like, the best part of everything is that drive drive home. It's like I had fun. I'm replaying all the memories in my head. The drives in the South are so pretty. Like, it's just beautiful. And I love driving. But it's weird. I like driving alone. I don't like having people with me. It's cool, though, because my parents can track my car. So literally, like, I'm never, like, worried that, like, anything's gonna happen because they're literally tracking me at all fucking times. It's literally, like, I just love it. Like, I'm literally driving home, playing music. Windows are down. I had stopped at Dollar General because the drive home, there's fucking nothing. So I had to stop at Dollar General and get like a fuck ton of snacks. I'm actually staring at my salt and vinegar chips, M&M bag, Pirate's Booty, and Cheez-Its in my passenger seat because I had just gotten so much shit because I was like fucking starving. But no, literally I say that to people. I'm like, the drive home is so good. And that's what I think I try and preach to people, or why I think I try and preach the motive of like, be your own best friend. Because it's like, I'm literally driving home by myself, but I'm having so much fun, like looking out the window, like fucking, I'm talking to myself. I don't give a shit. I'll say it. I talk to myself all the time. Talking to myself, like seeing all the farm animals, like there's little fucking towns you have to go through. And I love like looking at the shops and debating on going in and then realizing I'm too hungover. And if I go in, I'll throw up on someone. So I don't, but like still imagining going in them on like a nice cute day when I'm not hungover, which never happens because I'm always hungover when I make these drives. Finding out what you like, you have to like give yourself alone time and like do things on your own, or else you're never gonna know what you actually like in life. You know what I mean? I literally feel like going alone and doing things is so superior and important because you really find what your top interests are. And I think too, I like driving because I'm not on my phone that much when I drive. Like, I will say I do pick up my phone sometimes and it's bad and you shouldn't. But I think too, like being able to block that out for a little bit and like I can't go on it for a little bit because I'm driving, it's like gives me such a peace of mind because with what I do have to be on my phone a lot or my computer or something. So that part of it's really cool too. I just say, be your own best friend, find things you enjoy yourself. I love driving. I found that out over like the years of doing it. Like, I just love driving my car, seeing new things, places, and being alone. It's just, it's really cool. So yeah, that's the episode today. That was a recap of what's been going on and a little bit of motivation and what not to do with the guy, I guess, because that thing is now probably not gonna happen. And then also keep track of your belongings because I'm fucking pissed. I lost my shit. And yeah, one thing too I'm gonna say is to my girlies out there who do drink, I always struggled with throwing up. Like, I always was so terrified to throw up. And let me say, oh my God, puking saves me every time from like deathly hangovers of feeling like I'm gonna throw up. Like, I felt great when I woke up the next day. And it's because I felt like I was gonna throw up and I didn't hold it inside. I puked my entire motherfucking brains out and I woke up the next morning feeling amazing because I drank a lot of water and took 2 Advil. Okay, maybe don't take that advice. I don't know where I just went with that. But guys, I hope you all had a really good Thanksgiving. I'm super thankful for all of y'all. If you haven't seen the video of me and my mom, please go watch it because it's really cute. It's on my YouTube channel. A new video comes out also today or maybe yesterday whenever this gets released. And there's new merch on the website. We had a Cyber Monday sale or Black Friday through Cyber Monday sale. And we also released 2 new crew necks and sweatpants. I'm wearing them right now. So I'm going to post those on the What's That TMI Instagram as well so you guys can see those. But I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. I've missed y'all and I'm glad to be back and get ready for some awesome, amazing shit this Christmas season. Happy fucking holidays, baby.